Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boomshekha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can go to my Ko-fi link, kofi.com/boomshekha, and give me a one-off donation. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about freedom as being a pretty paramount value for an INFJ. It's actually one of those things that really drives us, no matter what kind of INFJ you are. Probably if you are living in this world right now, one of the main things that you're striving for in any shape or form, whatever it means to you, is freedom. For example, all of the INFJs I know, one of the main things we're always trying to do is to reduce the amount of money that we use, reduce the amount of stuff that we have, so that we are free to move around from place to place. We're free of any kind of restrictions. That's one of the reasons why I've set up my life the way I have. It's because freedom is absolutely a paramount value to me. It's so important to me that I'm always thinking about how I can improve my freedom in more and more ways, and also how I can make it better and better. So if there's anything in the world that can help me become more free, I am on top of it, like white on rice. And if there's something in the world that is causing me to lose my freedom in any case, in any way, then I run away from it. That's one of the reasons why, in my head, I'm not in a relationship, is because it causes me to lose my freedom. Now, of course, that's not the truth. You know, you can still be free if you're in a relationship, but that's just the story that I've told myself. And so that's the reason, one of the reasons why I'm not in a relationship. One other thing that I've noticed about INFJs is that we really have this negative attitude, or this hatred, I would say, towards anything that causes us to be less free, that traps us, that captivates us, that captures us, that keeps us in a box, that keeps us, holds us down in any way, shape, or form, right? And so that's one of the reasons why I've told you guys in the past that a 9-to-5 job, or a typical kind of role in a company, in a corporate world, where you are a little bit trapped, is probably not for an INFJ. There's so many other reasons for it that I'm not even going to talk about, but one of the main reasons is that it takes away our freedom. You're sitting in a box, basically in a cubicle, from 9-to-5, or maybe more, maybe like from 8 or 7 to 6 or 7. You know, you're sitting there for 10 to 12 hours a day. You're not allowed to leave. Even if you finish your work early, you have to pretend to sit in that cage and pretend like you're doing work, pretend like you're being productive. And so you're stuck in it. And you're stuck in it until you are addicted to that paycheck, which a lot of us are. You know, it's nice to get that bi-weekly paycheck or monthly paycheck and not have to think about where my money is coming from. But a lot of us get stuck in that trap, and then we start hating or resenting that trap, and we start hating or resenting that job. And that's what happened to me. My jobs were great. I mean, they were really interesting enough. The people I worked with were really nice. My bosses were always really good people. But because it was basically a trap of my own making, but a trap, I always hate the jobs, because it was just like, I'm stuck here. I can't do anything. Even if I finish my work early, I can't leave. I can't go do my yoga or go read my books. I'm here and I have to pretend like I'm working until the 5 o'clock or the 6 o'clock ring comes through, right? And so I just despise it so much. And everyone else seemed to be so much happier than me in these roles that I was like, I just don't think it's for me. Another thing that I always have told you guys also is that your life, the way you've set it up, it has to be pretty free. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of individuals, a lot of INFJs that I know, are always moving from place to place. We want to ensure that we are not stuck in a contract for way too long. Even a year-long contract, a housing contract, seems way too long for me. I am in one right now. I'm in a year-long leasing contract right now. It just seems way too cumbersome to me, even though it's not. I mean, I'm going to stay here and it's fine. And I would keep on staying here, even if it wasn't a year long, even if there was no contract. But just the fact that there is a contract, it's kind of keeping me stuck to this place, makes me resent it a little bit more. Even though if there was no contract, I'd still be here. It's this thing about commitment. It's this thing about being stuck in one place. It's this thing about, oh, if I could, I could have just gotten up and gone to another condo. I could have moved to another place. Even if I would not do it, it's the idea of it. We like having the idea of the freedom. We like having the idea of the fact that, yeah, I can move anywhere I want. I'm free to do whatever I want. I'm free to go anywhere I want. I'm free to be anyone I want. I'm free to make my money any way I want. All of those things drive us. And the more freedom we can bring into our life as an INFJ, and this is something that you have to do consciously, because the world doesn't like this kind of stuff. The world tries to keep you into many boxes, right? Not only the cubicle box, but also societal boxes, sexuality boxes. There's so many different boxes that society likes to kind of punch you into. And as an INFJ, if you are truly wanting to be a healthy INFJ, you have to make sure that you consciously choose to get out of these boxes and become more and more free in every shape or form. Now, of course, I'm not saying that doesn't mean that you can't be in a relationship, but again, it has to be a relationship where you have conversations about it and make sure that you're talking to each other, making sure that your freedoms are not, you know, degraded in any way. You can definitely be in a family, of course, again, to have your freedom. I know a lot of INFJs who still have their freedom, who are able to set their own timelines and things and work at a corporate job. So all of these things are possible. It's just that you have to consciously make them happen. You have to consciously think about it. Realize, first of all, that freedom is a very important value to you. Freedom from any kind of encumbrance. And then realize that it's your responsibility as an INFJ, if you want to be healthy and if you want to not burn out, that you have to set up your life in a way where you are extremely free. In fact, every INFJ I've met has set up their life in that way. Not only have they retired early or semi-retired or cut down their hours so they're working part-time, reduce their expenses so they don't have to work as much, etc., etc., but they're always thinking about it constantly. Even now, when my life is extremely free, I'm also now even thinking about it. How can I make it better? How can I become freer? How can I reduce all of these minor traps that I have in my life, right? So I'm always thinking about how to reduce them, how to get out of them, how to become even more free than I am already. And so if you are a younger INFJ, if you are a person who's just discovered that they're an INFJ, then I would really look to you to think about this. Is freedom one of those things that really drives you? And if you're an INFJ, it pretty much would be on your top 3, if not top 5, of your values. And then think about how you can improve it a little bit more. I will assure you that the more you improve your freedom, the more you bring more freedom into your life, the more you're going to feel like more of an INFJ. You're going to feel more and more authentic. And you're going to really come into your own. You're really going to notice that you can be a true INFJ if you're able to be free within your own life. If you have no boundaries upon you, no boxes that you're placing yourself into. But of course, this has to be done consciously. It takes a lot of work. And it's a long-term process. But I know that you guys can do it. You just have to pay a little bit of attention to it. And now that I've started the process, hopefully you guys can start thinking about it a little bit more and start moving towards that life where you have more of those freedoms. Freedom from everything, basically. Just to be so free that nothing holds you back. That you can truly be whoever and whatever you want to be. That's the kind of life that we're all striving towards, especially as INFJs. I think that's one of our main things as an INFJ. I hope this makes sense. I know it's a very random topic, And it's one of my things. I'm always talking about freedom. How can I be more free? How can I become more free? It's like the constant refrain in my head. I'm constantly thinking about how to become more and more free. And so perhaps it's not as important to you. Perhaps it is. But I hope this helped. And again, if you have any questions, you can always ask me in the comments below and I'll do a follow-up video. If you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site, which is in the description below. Or you can give me a one-off donation at ko-fi.com/boomshakha. Thank you so much, and I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boomshakha. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.